Well, we are back, and it's perhaps appropriate that we have a few leftovers here. In fact, true story, when I was in fifth grade, my homeroom teacher in school tried to teach us all, us fifth graders, how to follow directions correctly as by having us program a sandwich. Though she didn't use that terminology then, it wasn't until college that I realized that CS faculty everywhere use this demonstration to also teach precision and computational thinking and ultimately pseudocode writing. So indeed, recall that we looked at what problem solving is and proposed that algorithms are sort of the secret sauce there. And we formalized this with pseudocode, which could be written in any language so long as it's sort of succinct and terse and to the point and everyone gets it. But along the way, there's abstractions we might be taking for granted and there's ambiguity. For instance, if Mike Smith isn't in the phone book, what happens if we don't handle that scenario? And so this peanut butter and jelly sandwich localized to Cambridge, though when we've done this on the road, we generally, I think we used for some Brazilian friends, papaya and jam, I think, was one that was more appropriate. So it's very contextualizable no matter where your students are from. But to do this demonstration and to send home the message with our own students that programming requires careful thought and precision and anticipation of unexpected circumstances, I think to make that point all the clearer here, we need, say, three volunteers. Oh, Brian is volunteering in back. If you'd like to come up, come on up. And maybe someone from this side, come on down. All right, we got a little Price is Right style here. Thank you to our volunteers. And if you'd like to remind everyone of your names for the audience.
Carolina.
Brian.
And?
Janine.
Please have a seat. Before you, you each have prepared a plate, a knife, some jam, peanut butter, and bread. And for later, I've got a lot of paper towels here. And I'll take on the role of just transcriptionist, because if you, the audience, wouldn't mind taking on the role of programmer or dictating step by step the algorithm that these folks here should use to implement a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Keynote does not zero index, so we'll begin with step one. What shall step one be, please, to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Remove plastic tab from bread bag.
Remove plastic tab from bread bag, please. Okay, interpreted slightly differently. Step two. Step two. Anyone? Place hand in bag.
Which hand?
Place right hand in bag.
Grab two pieces of bread.
From the front. Yeah, this is that extra safe bread.
We'll make step one.
Okay, undo. Step two. Let's try again.
Open inner wrapper.
Open inner wrapper, please. Good. Now we can propose your approach, perhaps.
Use right hand to grab first
piece. Use right hand to grab first two pieces of bread. Nice. Though you're going to get that sort of weird crusty one on the end is the catch.
Place top one on the plate.
Okay, place top one on plate.
Place other one away from plate.
Place other one away from plate. Someone else?
Are there knives or utensils or no?
One metal knife per, yes.
Grab knife.
Maybe we should open the jam and the peanut butter before we grab the knife.
Okay, so we'll undo that. Open peanut butter and jam, please.
Wait.
No.
Put right hand on top of peanut butter jar.
Put right hand on top of peanut butter jar.
Put left hand, grasp peanut butter jar with left hand.
Okay, grasp peanut butter jar with that hand.
Kindly
turn.
Turn jar to the right.
Turn jar to the right.
No, sorry, jar to the left.
Lid to the
right.
Okay.
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Lid counterclockwise.
Until. Can we say grass?
Yes, you can say anything you want.
I think put hand is not effective.
Okay, put hand. So, well, we did say put right hand on top of PB jar and then grasp PB jar with that hand.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. So kindly turn lid counterclockwise until?
Lid comes
until
off.
You can
lift up.
Lift it.
Okay, until lifted. Okay, step 7.
Stop.
Stop. Okay.
Put lid on the table.
Put lid on table. Okay.
Place hand back on top of peanut butter jar.
Back on top of peanut
butter. Curl fingers on the seal.
Curl fingers on seal.
And lift open seal upwards.
And lift open seal upwards. Very nice.
Until off.
Until off.
Place seal on the side of the table.
Place seal on side of table, sure.
Table, yeah.
Okay. Maybe someone from over here now? Step 10?
Pick up knife by handle.
Pick up knife, thank you, by handle.
Place knife in peanut butter jar face down.
Jar face down. Place knife in peanut butter jar face down.
Scoop.
Scoop. Scoop upwards. Okay. Scoop a tablespoon of peanut butter upwards. Flick. You gotta know your audience.
Evenly slather peanut butter on piece of bread on the plate.
Gently slather. I don't think I've ever had to type that word. Gently slather peanut butter on top.
Piece of bread on plate.
Evenly.
Without trickling on.
Without trickling on side. All right. All right, step 13.
Lift knife up.
Lift knife up. All right. So,
place knife on side of plate.
All right, let's put some more pressure on these folks.
I think now we need an if statement.
Yes.
Okay. If what? If what?
If jelly jar, pick up jelly jar.
Okay.
If jelly jar.
If we have a jelly jar.
Yeah. Pick up jelly jar.
Then pick up jelly jar.
With non-dominant hand.
With non-dominant hand. Else?
If half.
No, we gotta finish.
You're
in the if portion.
Open jar.
Open jar.
Okay, so grab it.
Open it.
So have a higher level of abstraction.
Okay.
You're switching language.
Move it up to Python.
Okay. All right, I heard. So pick up jelly jar with your non-dominant hand, then open jar. With dominant hand?
By rotating.
Lid counterclockwise. Okay, I heard two seals pop.
Put the lid on the table.
Put lid on table.
And put down the jar.
Put down jar. Okay, else if Brian
squeezy jar.
Okay, if squeezy jar.
Pick up jar. Turn upside down.
Unscrew lid. Till off.
Place on table.
No. Undo.
Place lid gently on table. Pick up clear plastic part of cap on lid.
On lid.
And pull it.
while holding the jar with the other hand.
Okay.
Pull it up sideways. Give it to one of the people sitting next to you.
I heard pull it that way.
Pull right side of seal up and towards the left.
I heard stab with knife.
borrow jam from neighbor.
Okay.
That should come out with a lid on.
All right.
Give back to Brian.
Give back to Brian. All right. So now everyone's theoretically.
No, Brian's not even open yet. No. He doesn't need it. That's right. You have to squeeze it up.
Put the lid back on, though.
No.
I like the share.
No, just
share that chair. All right. All right. Running out of room on the slide. We only have room for a few more steps. What comes next?
Place knife, sharp end of knife in, jam jar.
If jam jar.
Place sharp end of knife in jam jar.
Place sharp end of knife in jam jar.
Scoop 1 tablespoon of jam.
Scoop 1 tablespoon.
And gently spread, slather.
Slather.
On the other piece of bread.
On the other piece of bread.
Use other hand if necessary.
Use other hand if necessary. Okay. Step 17.
Stop.
Flip
that bread onto peanut butter with jam and peanut butter facing each other.
And onto other with peanut butter and jam facing each other. Nice. Nice. We're almost there.
Else if Brian.
Room for final instruction here.
Go for backup.
Jam jar at 16 and 17.
Ooh. Oh.
Not bad. Borrow jam.
Okay,
yeah.
Borrow jam.
Borrow jam. And?
Repeat
16 and 17.
Ether.
Okay. And half an instruction left.
Eat.
All right, a round of applause for our volunteers, if we could. Thank you. Well, we do have extra supplies, but let me just step off stage with our kind volunteers now as we transition back to the team. Thank you all.